This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're going to go back to the people. And if you're just joining, I don't want you lost in the soup here. So just cliff notes. Reports are out. Netflix is going all in with the NFL, and you go, okay, well, I don't care. That's the Christmas Day game, or that's the Pip-Pip Philip, you know, London special. No. They're going to knock either CBS or Fox out of the business of bringing you football. That's 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. They want one of those. Well, what does it mean for you? It's a hostage situation. You will be forced to get it. Now, respect to our people. I'll never hate your hustle. Do what you got to do. You're out here riding the pirate ship and getting it. Guys, you're all dead. You're all dead. That is never going to be a solution long term. Work with me. You are going to have to do what Daddy Netflix tells you to do if you plan on watching your team or the NFL at large, which Rico and I both subscribe to, is probably the biggest religion in this country. Sorry, David. You can apologize to the man upstairs. The NFL...
It's true. I mean, the line from the movie Concussion. They were like, yeah, Sunday used to be owned by the church.
Not anymore. But the point is, now, the price of the NFL to watch every game this year, if you had Red Zone, if you had Sunday Ticket, if you bought the Amazon Prime streaming package, if you have all of these things, about $1,300. What do you think that's going to be in 4 years? You think that number's going south? You think that number's staying stagnant? Best part is, if Netflix knocks a legacy network out of the business of the NFL, do you understand what they're going to charge you separate of the Netflix subscription? This will be ironclad, bulletproof, and they're going to bury you. So how much are you at a breaking point with some of this? Because what used to be, I'm going to beat the system, I'm going to stream, now the networks just went, great, we'll just kill you this way. You're going to pay. Think about what it takes to be a college football and NFL football fan between Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How many services you need? Seven?
I just call it a second job.
Okay. Well, that's where we're at. So what's your breaking point? And if the Lions become a la carte, like Rico and I were joking off the air, guys, I don't need to care. Oh, the Giants are a la carte. Let me tell you something. Live from Evan's house. Poor bastard's got the norovirus. The point is, I don't have to buy it. A la carte, the food's no good. The Giants blow. You took a year off from buying Sunday Ticket because the Niners are on every week and they suck. The point is, the Lions are good. Imagine a world where now you're going to get hit with a bill. Oh, but I have tickets. Oh, do you have them for all 8 road games? Want to watch your team? Think about if they get in 4 years and they're banging you $50 a game.
I was about to say, bro, you're probably better off doing the Lions takeover just to watch the games. Because it may be a little less than
that's
streaming.
That's what we're rapping about. So let's get to the people. David is in Farmington. He's up next, 97.1. David, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, everything you stated, I absolutely agree with. But this is the reality of the picture. You know, so, yes, right now, next season, it's probably going to cost me $10 a month per prescription, and you're probably going to have three streaming devices to watch 90% of the games, correct?
That's
$30 a month. Well, 30 times 5 is 150, correct?
That sounds right, yes.
Okay. I can't take my wife to a football game and me watch a game for $150.
No, they're totally different experiences, though. I agree with you, by the way. The price of live events is ridiculous.
To me, I want to watch football. And quite frankly, I don't have to put up a drunk guy at the house because I'm 60 and I have no filters.
That's correct.
So, you know, yeah.
But David, I want you to think about a situation, though, where if the 1 p.m. games are wholly separate and you will not have access to them unless you pay the price, what if they come back to you and they go, well, listen, here's the deal. That $150 you were spending, that's going to be $1,000 to watch 1 p.m. football, or you're out.
I don't think it'll be $1,000, but I absolutely see, you know what, you're probably right. Because what will happen, as soon as Netflix wins, and they will, it's going to be Hulu gobbling up, which is Fox, right? Hulu owns Fox, Fox owns Hulu, right? If you don't have the major streaming devices, and I just fired a streaming service that sounds a lot like Rum because it was terrible, and I bought into Hulu, right? Because it was so much nicer. Well, the truth of the matter is you're going to be owning two or three different streaming devices anyway, and you're going to be paying $300 a month.
And I was about to say, and I think, David, for the NFL games, you may be looking at just separately,
correct,
$100 to $150 per month. Keep not going. Just your regular. So even let's just say it's $150 a month. You're looking at $750 for a regular season.
This is on top of what you're already spending to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you think they're too big to fail, wrestling thought that. And they're bleeding viewership once they left USA and went to YouTube TV or Netflix or whatever the hell they went to. Let's go over to Carl, 97.1. Carl, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you, sir?
So what we need to look at the experience now is we need to look at Prime. So Prime came into the vision, what, like 3 years now, 4 years?
Yeah. For sure on Thursday nights, yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so they get a Thursday night and sometimes some other games in between. So I don't think the price is going to go up that much, because the thing with the streaming services is what they value is volume, not necessarily price. They want as many people to watch their product as can be. So I agree it will go up some, but it will never go up that much. And then
– well, hold on. One thing, Carl, I think you're making one mistake here, though, my man. You're doing a false equivalency that the pricing of a Thursday night football game or a Black Friday game is the same as owning the 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. window on Sunday. That is the most celebrated real estate in all of sports TV. Oh, they're going to pay, and they're going to pass, in heavy quotations, the savings onto you. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to bury you.
Okay, but let me ask you one question, Mike.
Sure.
Out of the Lions TV game, not one time has Fox missed the game. And there's one thing to it. There's no NFL owner that's going to bypass that to keep viewership on his team.
No, but you don't understand. They don't care about the viewership. Away. They don't care. Hold on. I want to explain. Carl, I got to explain this, because you're only looking at half the picture. If they sell this deal to Netflix, and let's just use round numbers, okay? I have a tiny brain. It round numbers. Let's say it is a $5 billion deal. Just round number. All the owners chop that money. They don't care if you watch. Now that's Netflix's problem. Mm-hmm. Now, enough of you will watch. And the owners will go back and they'll get more money. I just quoted what some of these owners are doing with private equity. You're not understanding this. Roger Goodell is willing to sell his own mom into a street life for an extra dollar.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people think, oh, they make their money off of season ticket packages. No, they don't.
That's just gravy.
Right. That's just, oh, okay. Great. That'll go into my great-great-great-great-grandson's retirement.
If Amazon Prime paid $150 million to broadcast one singular game, the Black Friday game, remember Jets-Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
I think they paid $150 million for that game. What the hell do you think every 1 p.m. game every week forever costs?
Right.
Price ain't going to be that bad. Let me tell you, if they tell you the price ain't bad, they're shaking hands with their right and their left hands in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You're better than that, Carl. Go to Ted, 97.1. Teddy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, man.
Teddy?
Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear now. What's up, Ted?
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking about this idea is very short-sighted. They're going to win this in the short term, maybe for even the next 5 to 10 years. But after that, the kids from families that are from poor areas, or even I have 6 kids, 5 boys. They love watching football. There's no way we're paying $1,000. We just don't have it. And
no.
So they're not going to watch football. They're not going to want to play football. They're going to lose out on the stars.
Yep.
And in 20 years, the league's going to be buried.
Ted Rico made a great example. He deserves full credit for this. This is not my idea. These are the words of R.L. Beard, baseball. They thought they were too big to fail. They've never fully recovered in my world from the strike. You lost fans.
Oh.
Now look at how broken that sport is. The bubble will burst.
When I stopped watching baseball was the strike.
Yeah.
I was 13 years old, and I loved baseball, and after that I never watched again.
And listen, it's not to say they're out of business. They're not. But they lost their foothold, right? Remember when baseball was America's sport? It's not anymore.
Well, yeah, they failed to grow the fan base is what happened. Because all of a sudden now the people who want to watch it can't. And it's just like,
well, but think about it. Baseball's the only sport. They're still operating these blackout restrictions. Hmm. Think about certain cities. You're a Braves fan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good luck. You ever try watching the Braves down there?
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Yes.
Okay. So you get the point.
Yes. Because, it's the old, well, you didn't sell out within the 75-mile range, so here's Heidi.
There was
by the way,
yeah.
your round number, because you have the tiny brain.
Yeah.
The $5 billion, every owner would get $156 million from that.
Per,
yes. Per. Yes.
I mean, come on. And if you don't believe me, guys, the salary cap was $255 million last year. It is going up just a smidge to as much as $280 this year. You don't think they're making money? You don't think they're making money? They're making all the money. Yeah. Why do you got to make everybody else's? When you have unchecked greed, you end up in a very bad place. I do believe, here, I don't care. It is our business. Sports is our business. It doesn't behoove our business to alienate the customer base. I firmly believe in the next 10 years, the bubble will burst.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you're seeing it now, because I think you see the bad product that is the NBA. You see, we're too big to fail. Everybody loves basketball. Everybody loves the NBA. Here's Shaq. Here's Michael Jordan. Here's Kobe. Now you have, here's
Kevin Durant.
Here's Killian Hayes back again.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.